Okay, today we begin Hilchos Mezuzah, which is Simin Reish Pei Hei in Yerodeya. And the Mechaber begins, as the Torah begins, with a sif of encouragement. Every once in a while you have this in Shulchan Aruch, it's not typical. But he has a sif that encourages people to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So let's learn, and Hilchos Mezuzah is something that a person could master, because it's a very self-contained unit, Hilchos Mezuzah, and I think over the course of the next 10 weeks or 9 weeks that it'll take us to learn this, I think you'll find that the Achidushim, even though we all are confident that we're mekayim the mitzvah properly. Mitzvah saseh lichtoy parsha shema v'hayim shemaya v'lekvaya al mezuzah sapesach. There's a mitzvah saseh d'iraisa to write two parashiyos, shema v'hayim shemaya, and to place it on the doorpost of your doorway. Why isn't it like tefillin that has four parashiyos? Why does it only have two? Anybody know why? Because in the tefillin we have Shema Avayim Shema Yakadish Vayikav Yacha, but Kadish Vayikav Yacha doesn't say anything about mezuzah. It only says about tefillin. So we have the two parashiyos Shema Avayim Shema in the mezuzah, and we'll have to see Mitzvah Hashem exactly how it's written, and the Chalukei Deis. We'll get to that later. The tzorach lizor. What has to be written? Without writing, you can't put it.
What's the mitzvah?
The mitzvah to write it and put it. Uchsav tam al
mezuzah. Writing it is really a hashemitzvah.
Writing, well, if you write it on the mezuzah, then it's the mitzvah. Okay, so it's a hashemitzvah. Why klaf? The Gemara says, Yachl yichtevenu al avonim. Gemara says, maybe you should write it on stones. So the Gemara has a limud, Ksivatama from Svarim, that has to be on klaf. Svarim is a pasuk in Yirmiyah that it's written on klaf. Do mezuzahs have to be rolled up? Let's say you have a nice ksav. Why don't you just put a nice ksav? Put it flat on your doorway. Why are we rolling it up? So Chai Kanievsky has a shaili, has a sefer Masechtas Mezuzah, and he proves you don't have to roll it from this Gemara. Gemara says, Yachid yichtevenu al avonim. I would think you write it on stone. If you write it on stone, you can't roll it up. So he says, must be that you're not mechayiv to roll it up. So why do we roll it up? Okay. So hopefully we'll see. Yeah, okay, that's the reason. But again, well, hold on a minute. Look what it says in Shulchan Aruch. V'tzarech lizor b'ma'id. You got to be very careful with this mitzvah. It says that about every single mitzvah. V'tzarech lizor b'ma'id. But there's the klal of the Nesiv HaShalom. Nesiv HaShalom says someone has to know them gadol. You know, to be a yid, there's so many things we do. Which one should I be most important for me to be careful with? Davening, mitzvah, which one's the most important? So he answered him, whichever one you're doing now. Whichever one you're doing now, that's the most important one. It's a tremendous mussar. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch says by many of the mitzvahs, tzarech lizor b'ma'id. Now you're learning mezuzah. Forget that I wrote it by all the other mitzvahs. Right now we're learning mezuzah. Tzarech lizor b'ma'id, but here's the chiddush. What? V'chol hazoyer ba yarichu yamav yibnei banav v'meinei zor ba yiskatzru. So here's a chiddush. There are multiple chiddushim in this line. Number one, kol hazoyer ba yarichu yamav. That says the Ferish in the Torah, right? Man yibu yameichem v'yimei banav v'yimei v'neichem. Vim einai zohar ba yiskatru. Where does that come from? Im einai zohar ba yiskatru. See, im einai zohar ba, you don't get erichas yamim. How do you see im einai zohar ba yiskatru? Where do you see such a thing? So the Beis Hillel here on the side talks about mechlal avat hashemeyahein. He's toilet in the shaila if you need it tonight kafel when you make it tonight. Make it tonight. If you do this, it should be this way. If you don't, it should be the reverse. He's tiling it. He doesn't really, the way I see, does not have a clear maskana. Bechlal Ava Tishmei Ahein is if you do it, you'll be Marech Yamin. If you won't do it, so you won't have Arichas Yamin. But the Iskatsru, he blives Shver. This long Beisil, he really doesn't come to a Maskana. But anyway, that's what it says. Now, the Chiddush here, and I'd like to talk about this, is it's missing something. Yes, somebody, what's the school of a mezuzah? He'll tell you. Shmira. Doesn't say a word about Shmira here. Doesn't say, it says Arichas Yamin. It doesn't say Shmira. And look at the Taz Aleph. Taz Aleph, Betur Siyam Kan. The Torah says, V'gedayla mizu Shabayis Nishmar Al Yada. The Torah says, G'dayla mizu, more than Arichas Yamin. Yes, somebody, what's more important, Arichas Yamin or Shmira? So the Torah says, G'dayla mizu Shabayis Nishmar Al Yada. Shmira is more. U'pirish Beis Yosef, Dekari Lezeh G'dayla, Vishu Nes Nigla. You hear that? You have a mezuzah and you do it. You nishmar. It's a nice nigla. Void l'fishu hepech ha-teva ha-ilam shekadish baruch hu shemir me-bechutz. So there's really a machlaikis here, even though you don't see it so clearly. The mechaber leaves out shmira, and the Torah brings shmira. And this is, although it sounds like an agadita, is really a yisaitistik of machlaikis with a couple of nafkaminas. The question is whether a mezuzah on your doorway is there, you put it off for shmira, whether that's correct, whether that's proper. The Rambam Shita, predictably, is which way? The Rambam says, Elo Atipshim, he calls, those who put it off for shmira. Anybody here put it off for shmira? He says, Elo Atipshim, Oisim Mitzvah Hashem Kameya. He says, you have Tipshim, they turn the mezuzah into a Kameya. It's like a Kameya on your doorway. So the Rambam is very not Nichal, I'll tell you the Nafkamina that he's talking about. The Rambam is in Hilchis Sevtar Mezuzah, Perakei Halacha Dalet. However, the Gos Maimini brings from the Arayim, and it appears to be Shittas Taisvis. that holds that it is, and of course the mitzvah Hashem has nothing to do, but he says it is Shmira. And as you know, the Gemara in the first parak of Avodah Zarah by Unkelis, when they came, the Caesar sent soldiers to take him away, he kissed the mezuzah, they said, what's that? And he started talking to them about Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu. So they were all Megayer, you know, he was Megayer the soldiers that was sent. But the Gemara says it's Shmira. He wasn't lying to them. So the Kesef Mishnah writes on the Rambam, when Rambam says not l'shem Shmira, the Kesef Mishnah says the mezuzah itself is not a Shmira, but the mezuzah is a... doing the mitzvah is a Shmira. Being mekayim the mitzvah, any mitzvah is a Shmira. But the mitzvah is on the house, or memela. It's not that the mitzvah is a kameya, it's that doing mitzvahs is a Shmira. That's what he says. So except since it's related to the house, it's the kiyum mitzvah is a shmirah.
When you sleep,
What? But that's only been in the asikba. You mean yasikba the whole time? The whole time, maybe. Maybe it's the old rule that been in the asikba, so it's megan umatzel. It's maybe. All right, there are a number of nafkaminas. Let me go through five nafkaminas if a mezuzah is l'shem shmira. The first nafkamina is really sifdeis. Where on the doorpost you place it? Some homes, the typical doorpost, like the doorpost here, it barely has room for the mezuzah. You put a slant in, it takes up the whole doorpost. There are more fancy type of entrance ways, which are long Tzuras HaPesach, and it's long, it could be 2-3 feet long, and then out of the city where people have plenty of space and they build houses with more space, they have a longer entranceway, and you have to put a mezuzah there. The question is where to put the mezuzah. So the home decorator will tell you that the prettiest place to put it is smack in the middle. It should be middle of the doorway, it should be symmetrical, and that's the way to put it. However, the Mechaber disagrees, as Chaylik, on the home decorator. It doesn't say who the halach is like. But it says in Sif Beis, Misinasa betefach mibachutz. It's a Gemara in on Daf Lamed Gimel in Menachis. And Rashi says, it's actually the Gemara is Tulashinus, but the idea is that the Shmira should be right away. We have a long doorway, the Shmira starts by the mezuzah. So the Taz brings it here. But Tefach Achitzen, Deish Kalabai Shomur. That means the mazikin get till the mezuzah. So you don't want them even in the part of the entranceway. So you put it in the Tefach HaSamach L'Bechutz, and that way you have the Shmira from the mezuzah and on. I was thinking, according to this, the angle that you put the mezuzah at an angle, it should be all within the Tefach to be Mekayim this. If part of it is outside the Tefach, it's not a Kiyum. So then you have a big mezuzah and you put it at an angle, it takes more than a Tefach. The whole mezuzah would have to be within the Tefach of the entranceway. So that's nafkamina number one. What? So the Mechaber Kedarkai goes with the Rambam Shita. The Mechaber always goes with the Rambam, so he doesn't mix in the idea of Shmira. He says there's a promise of Arichas Yamin, that's a pasuk, but it's not an inyan of Shmira. The Torah goes with the Shitas of the Balei Ashkenaz, with the Yireim and Taisvis, and the Torah mentions Shmira. So why? It's a Gemara. You have to put a Teva Samach L'chutz. To say it's a Nafkamina is difficult, but this explanation is a Nafkamina. Nafkamina would be really if the angle... There are two reasons brought why it should be Tefach HaSamach L'Mechutz. One reason is Al Shmira, and one is Sheyifkash Bo Itchilo. You should bump into it first. As soon as you get there, you should bump into a mitzvah. Naf Kamina would be if the angle could be outside the Tefach. If it's Shmira, you need the whole thing in the Tefach. You just need Sheyifkash Bo Itchilo. Simas Leif, right. Okay. That's what it's all about. What? The Mechaber Shita, you're right, is that it's straight down. Mechaber, we're going to have that later. I only mean to illustrate the idea of that idea. A second afkamina is something that we're going to have at the end of Hilchus Mezuzah. It is well known, you're not supposed to take a mezuzah with you when you move out. If a frum, not frum, if a yid is moving in, who's going to keep it there, you're not supposed to take the mezuzah off. Now, you are allowed to charge him for it. He's supposed to pay you, but even if he doesn't pay you, you're not allowed to take the mezuzah down. You can put a cheaper mezuzah, but you can't take the mezuzah. Now, that's a Gemara above Mitzia. People ask me, is it really important? I heard. There's Shulchan Aruch, the Achrayim, and there's I heard. My friend told me. So everyone has my friend told me that, So, it could be my friend told me. I tell him, the Gemara says, someone took it down, Mesu Ishto Yubanov, the Gemara says. So, oh, okay. Then my friend against the Shulchan Aruch is one thing. My friend against Mesu Ishto Yubanov, so, it's a skula thing, at least according to the way Taisus explains it there in Bav Metzia. I think it's Daf Kuf Aleph. It's also a Shmira thing. Since the mezuzah is a Shmira, you take off the Shmira for the year who's moving in. So le'aleinu, the midah keneged midah is that the person itself doesn't have the shmira.
Put it up like a lechem acharonim.
So we'll get to that. We'll get to the size. There's really no size as long as it's written properly. Our experience is the small ones are not written properly.
You could put it up. You could do like a lechem acharonim. You take this off and put the other one on.
Yeah, as long as you have one there, it's not a problem. It's only if you leave no mezuzah, it's a problem.
What do you mean by like an apartment building?
If the apartment building might have a Gaiish tenant, then you're mechuyev to take it because something will happen. If it's a frum landlord, and he'll make sure that the Gaiish tenant, that nothing happens to it.
But mostly
that's what depends. Now, most of the time, by the time you move out, you know who's coming in. But if you're afraid a guy will be there, then you take it. According to Taisus, I'm sure the Rambam has a different beer in it. Because he brings that in Nachinami. It's a Gemara, so it must be that the Rambam has a beer in it as well.
And you can just leave the outside door.
What?
You can just leave the outside door.
That's a very good question. He's Mechuyev to pay for mezuzah, yeah. He has to pay. He doesn't pay his stock, but he's Mechuyev to pay. It says in Shulchan Aruch like that. Now, Ramosha has a long tshuva in Yeridaya, a Simikuf Mem Aleph, on this machloik, is many anafim. on this machlokes, if it's a din shmira or not. He brings a number of nafkaminis, the two we just mentioned. The idea that mezuzah chayves hadar, the landlord is not obligated in a mezuzah. Mezuzah is the chiyuv of the person living there. Now that's not totally the machlokes. The fact is, the Gemara says mezuzah is not the landlord's obligation, it's the tenant's obligation. The person living there is mechuyev in the mezuzah. Rashi, in Pesachim Dav Dalid, says lefisha mishamartai. Rashi, like the Chachmei Ashkenaz, Yireyim, and Taisus, Rashi holds that it's al shmira. Rashi says clearly that it's for that reason. And Ramesh has a pilpul on it. I don't want to spend time in the pilpulim. Why you need this reason. But the bottom line is that it's chayves hadar. Now, all these three things are halachis psukas. The explanation is a machlokes. The dispute, which was the subject of the Rambam and the Urayim, had to do with adding shemais into a mezuzah. Apparently, there was a custom to add certain names of malachim for added shmira into a mezuzah.
On the front or on the back?
And on the front or on the back. Wherever you put it. And the Rambam rails against it. The Rambam says that tipshim, it's not the mitzvah, it's not the mezuzah. At the end of Simin Reish Peches, we have this discussion of whether a person could do it. There, it's a Ramon, not a Mechaber. At the end of Reish Peches, Noyegin Lichtoy Mibachutz Kuzu Bimachuzas Kuzu Neged Hashem Lakeinu Hashem. You have that on your mezuzahs, even if you don't realize it. They're written upside down. We'll get to it. We'll explain it. But on the inside, you don't add anything, because we know like the Rambam, if it's a machlokes, whether you should add or not, you don't have to add. We know the Tazayin there says, HaRambam Kosev, Kelef Yisharah, Shoh Yekosev, Shemes Al Malachim, Bebifnim L'Shmira. The Rambam saw people were writing the names of Malachim for an added Shmira, because Aleihem. And the Rambam was angry with them. El Tzor Shiyazik Fima Shi B'Torah, HaShmira Tovay Mimela, the Taz writes. The Taz is into the Shmira. He says, the Shmira will come, I dare see us a mitzvah, Shtimu Yisbarach Olav, Kei Pirish Kesem Mishnah. That's the Kesem Mishnah I told you. It says it's not the mezuzah that's the Shmira, it's the doing of the mitzvah that's the shmira mimen. So this is a nafkamina. Again, for you and me, it doesn't make such a big nafkamina. We buy the mezuzah, and however it comes, that's how we do it. It would seem to be... So these four nafkaminas, the halach is clear on all of them. We put a tefach on the b'chutz, and we don't take it when we leave, and it's chayves hadar. And whatever's written on it, we take the way the Bnei Yisrael.
No,
one minute. There is at least a fifth nafkamina, which tzarechi and how to apply it lamaisa. And that nafkamina is when you have a yid, who's not shomer Torah mitzvahs at all, and he wants a mezuzah because he wants a shmira. He wants a. We've had goyim like that. The goyim always ask for mezuzahs for shmira. Yeah. So this yid, he wants a mezuzah for shmira. You want to do the mitzvah? No mitzvah. You don't want any mitzvah. You want the mezuzah just for shmira. They usually want only on the front door. They reason that if the mazikim don't get in the front door, they won't go in any other place. Yeah. So the Gilya Marshar of Shloima Eger, Reish Peites writes, on Reish Peites, on Shach Beis, Ba'isa mishum mitzvah. If you do a mitzvah like a prum yid does, because it's a mitzvah, rishoy lashay b'schar mitzvah yishmerei el Hashem. That's fine. Once you do it for a mitzvah, you could say b'schar zeh Hashem give me shmira. Aval oiseu rak lekavana shmira. If someone's only doing it for shmira, ei loy shmira. It doesn't work if you're doing it l'shem shmira. El asakin hu be'enav. On the contrary. It's like sticking a knife in his eyes. Shubas Gines Varadin. So he says that if somebody comes to you and he says, I want a fishmira, and you sell it to fishmira, you're a ganav. It's no shmira for him. You have to tell him it's not a shmira. He's putting it only with shmira. That's not a shmira.
Our
remark about he lost. That's true. I would tell him do it for shmira if you want, but I'm stealing from you if I tell you it's a shmira. It's not a shmira. If you do it with shesh. Right, that's what the Shlomo Eger believes. Well, he's the same chiyuv as you and I. So you and him are the same.
He doesn't care about it. He doesn't want it on the other side.
So what's your question?
The question is, do we take it off from the other doors or in the house? Or
why would you take it off? If he's going to leave it on, you leave it on. All right, so these are 5 points regarding Shmira. We'll get to Shutfis next week. A Shutfis Yidden Agai, which at least according to the Beis Yosef is actually a nafkamina lemaisa, the Shutfis Agai, the Yidden Mezuzah, which according to Beis Yosef is telling you this. Okay, back to the Shulchan Aruch. By the way, Ramesha writes in Yenet Shuva, in Yerdeya Simikuf Mem Aleph, in Anaf Gimel, he writes that a mezuzah is not a shmira from ganovim. It's not true that it's a mezuzah. It's only a shmira from mazikin. It's a shmira from ruchais rois that can come into a person's house. But if someone thinks it's a shmira from ganovim, Rav Moshe says there's no makar that it's a shmira from ganovim breaking in. So the bother me is this taz. If it's only a shmira from mazikin, what's shot in the taz aleph? Talmud Aleph says, "B'tur siyam gedayla mizu shabbat nishvah yada." Pirush Yosef the Kari lizeh gedayla lefishu neis nigla. What does that mean? Putting a mezuzah on the door is a neis nigla. It's an obvious miracle. Now, if the ganavim rob all the houses except for the ones with mezuzahs, okay, so then it's a neis nigla. But if it just keeps out the mazikin, where's what? That's neis nigla. You can see the mazikin. I think the next thing, if you put a mezuzah on your door, then the collectors come. No way to go. You know, someone had a Goyish employer, a Goyish boss, who wanted a mezuzah for shmiri. He said, "No, it costs money." He said, "I'll pay you for it." No, he said, "It costs money all the time. They ring the bell. They keep on collecting."
Maybe the next thing is like a flare. It's letting you know that it's a flare.
It's a flag, but I don't think that's Pshat Nataz. Okay. Okay, we'll give you the homework. You'll okay. Let's finish the Mechaber, the Ramah rather. Mekal Malkaim. Now here is a long Rabbi Kiva Eger, there's a Gra. The Achrayim are tumul about this for technical reasons, not for halacha l'maisa dika reasons. Look what it says. You have a person who can't afford both. He can't afford, he has to choose either buy tefillin or buy mezuzah. Yikne tefillin, v'loy mezuzah. The mezuzah, the mitzvah shichay v'sagof adifa. Better buy tefillin than mezuzah, because mezuzah is chayvas hagof. Now what do those words mean? Mezuzah is chayvas hagof. What does it mean chayvas hagof? How do you understand that? I mean, because tefillin is chayvas hagof, mezuzah is not chayvas hagof. Why is tefillin chayvas hagof? So I guess you could say, because you put it on. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger brings that as his first pshat. What? You wear it. Now, if that's true, if tefillin and mezuzah is because tefillin you wear and mezuzah you don't. So then I can learn from here, let's say tefillin and lulav. Tefillin is on your gof. Lulav is not, you don't wear on your gof. Tefillin in almost any other mitzvah, tefillin as kadima, chayvas hagof. What does it mean? What's the difference if you put it on your goof? What's the logic to it? Why is it a bigger mitzvah if you put it on your goof or you put it on your doorway? No one else can do it for you. But the mezuzah on your house, someone else can do it for you. No, we're talking about someone who doesn't have the money and no one else is buying it for him. That's what we're talking about.
Maybe because you fill in, you have to have chashmachshav all the time. Mezuzah doesn't have chashmachshav. What's the
sound of it?
It's there.
Mezuzah doesn't have chashmachshav. It's look at the Grah Dalit. The reason this is a tumul is because this, if you touch it the way you're touching it, it doesn't stem with the Yerushalmi. Grah Dalit, Yerushalmi Seif Megillah. Tefillin of Mezuzah Mikrei Demes. Samach Leikis. What comes first? Shmuel Amar. mezuzah kedemis. Shmuel says mezuzah. Rav Huna aimer tefillah kedemis. See, Rav Huna says that tefillin come first. We paskin obviously, like Rav Huna. What's the reason? My time of the Shmuel. Shmuel says mezuzah. Shekeni nehegas biyantivu b'shabasos. It's better to invest in a mitzvah at 7 days a week rather than on the tefillin, which is 6 days a week. Shekeni nehegas. That's what you said. What does it say here? Shekeni nehegas biyantivu b'shabasos. By time of the Rav Huna. What is Rav Huna, which the way we paskin tefillin? Because it's nayig to people who travel. When you travel, you have to have tefillin. So the Gros says, what's this Ramah saying? Chayvus haguf. That's not the reason. Yerushalmi says, my tamid de Rav Huna, shekei nayig v'halchi midbariyos. So what does it have to do with Chayvus haguf? So Rabbi Kivega learns, same thing. Rabbi Kivega, that's, Chayvus haguf doesn't mean you put it on your arm. Chayvus haguf means wherever you are, you're mechuyev in it. Wherever your body is, you're mechuyev. So memela, it's not a limud. Let's say tefillin of mezuzah, tefillin is first. It's not balchim and barias. Tefillin v'luliv. Now there's no raya. If tefillin is because you wear it, then it's before luliv. If tefillin is because it's a chiyav even balchim and barias, then it's. Then it's not that way. Then it's then lulav is equal. You have to have other cheshbonos. Lulav is only once a year. Tefillin is every day. You have other reasons, but this reason wouldn't apply. This is what Rabbi Kivega talks about in his arichos here. The Gra is matmiya. The Gra learned obviously that chayves haguf means it's something you wear, which is the first pshat Rabbi Kivega brings. And Beis Hillel apparently learned that way that you wear it. But it's shver, the grub like shver. So Rabbi Kivega says this pshat. Now, this is where this whole tumult, which has nothing to do with halacha l'maisa, Baruch Hashem, we can afford filling the mezuzahs, it comes up in Rabbi Kivega's lamdas, which I'll tell you in a minute. I just want to be magdim. In Baruch Hashem, we can all afford filling the mezuzahs. In 73, at the end of 1973, Yom Nairoim, it was discovered that many of the mezuzahs were psulim. All the remember the old short mezuzahs they used to have. It was discovered that they were all psulim. Not only were they psulim, they were written many of them by Arabs. It was written there to Israel by Arabs. There was no kutzi shel yud. It was awful. So there was an asifa, and there were subsequent asifas. The original asifa was in Muncie. That's when they started that mezuzahs should have hechsherim. Although it's just as easy to forge a hechsher as a mezuzah, but hopefully it's real. And there was an asifa, and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky spoke at the asifa. He was the last speaker. They wanted to keep everyone there. So a speaker spoke one after the other. Rabbi Yaakov got up at the end. Kedarkai, he said, you know, I have nothing to add. And what everyone said was right, except one thing. One speaker had said that if you can't afford to replace your mezuzahs, we have a gemach in our shul, and we're lending money to people who need the money to replace their mezuzahs. So Rabbi Yaakov got up and he said, this is atos. He said, if you can't afford a mezuzah, you don't have to put a mezuzah on your door. I'm not going to put a mezuzah. He said, look, if you figure out how you'll pay back the loan, so take a loan, put up the mezuzah. But to take a loan and you have no idea for where you'll pay it back, that's awesome. And to have a house without a mezuzah when you can't afford it, that's mutter. So that was Rabbi Yaakov's short speech. And it made a roshim on people, you know. Borrowing without knowing where you'll pay back is worse than living in a house. Imagine a yid, a house without a mezuzah. Imagine, you know, his daughter's going out. The boy comes in. He says, where's the mezuzah? He says, we can't afford a mezuzah. You know? You allowed to borrow money for a shmira in your house? This is what Rabbi Yaakov says. Okay. Right. The horror is, if it's Shmira, you should be allowed to do it for Shmira. The horror. right, let's get to a.
You can understand that you can't afford it. They won't check you because you don't have a business.
What are you going to come for? I would like to talk about a halacha lemaisa dikashayla. Well, you're not home. This is a halacha lemaisa, extraordinary machlokes. So listen carefully, and the shaila is this: when are you mekayim mitzvahs mezuzah? Is it only when you're home? You're living in a house that has a mezuzah. What about now? You're here in shul. Your house has a mezuzah. Are you mekayim mitzvahs mezuzah at this moment, or only when you live there? Rabbi Kiva Eger, separate from this, Rabbi Kiva Eger in Tshuva Tess. At the end of Tshuva Tess has a chiddush gadol ma'od. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, when you're home, you're mekayim mitzvahs mezuzah. When you're out of your home, you're not mechuyev mezuzah, you're not mekayim mezuzah. Araya, the Magen Avraham, who talks about the Gemara, that when David was in the Beis HaMerechitz, he felt bad. He was in the Beis HaMerechitz. He took off his tzitzis. He said, "Orim ani mekol mitzvahs. I'm orim from all mitzvahs." And then he realized that a yid has a schus to have a bris milah with him wherever he goes. So he calmed down. So what about mezuzah? Rabbi Kiva, Malkin Abraham really says, Rabbi Kiva Eger brings, what about mezuzah? So Rabbi Kiva Eger learns that when you're not home, you're not mekayim mitzvahs mezuzah. Only when you're home, you're mekayim mitzvahs mezuzah. Should come out, forgetting about shmirah, I'm talking now about mitzvah. The mitzvah. Now, it comes out extraordinary nafkaminis. What happens if it's Shabbos and your mezuzah falls down? You can't put it back. According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, you should move out. If you're home without a mezuzah, so you're missing a mitzvah. If you go out, you don't get shloshim. If you own a mezuzah, you own it, you're mechuyev right away. And once you live there 30 days, you're mechuyev to do it immediately, even if it falls down. Even if you're a renter. Now, it sounds like a chiddush. Look at Pesachei Tshuva Aleph. Look at Pesachei Tshuva Aleph. We'll talk about that. Pesachei Tshuva Aleph. Nireh. Shein kaifin amitzas aseizu, da amitzas aseizu, vat nischar betzida, diksevuch saftem laman yibu yamechem, vayim nach asvi, simereshim hei arachti bezeh. And one thing is whether you're allowed to force people to do the mitzvah, which we don't have in our power anyway today. That's the first shot. Vayim prima godem arachayim simen laman alif, dim noidolay b'shabbos v'yantiv shei mezuzah b'pischai. If a person finds out at Shabbos and Yom Tov, he has no mezuzah of Yeshle by Yisachir, and he has another house to go to, Mechuyev hu lotzeis, he's obligated to leave his house. Avu lesle by Yisachir, shori lodur mesoichoi, dum yid tzitzus besimu yud gimel. I'll explain that in a minute. V'nira hu adir afilu b'choyl, im ei mezuzah dim tzibi'irai. Let's say you don't have a mezuzah and you can't get one in your city, you ordered one, it's going to come next day delivery. Kabay b'Shabbos, v'shoy l'adu b'sochem, ain't le'bay esachem, b'shkoz v'avrav, sabin yud gimel, sabin yud gimel, sabin yud gimel. Let me tell you, there are two sugyas here. One is Rabbi Kiva Eger, which I still want to come back to, and that is if you hold that, when you're not living there, there's no mitzvah, so you have an eitzah, you can step out, there's no mitzvah. There's a Mardechai. Sabin yud gimel is a Mardechai. This is a the Lam de Chevelle, the famous Mardechai, there's a Stipler Menachis on it, there's a Reuven on it. The Mardechai says, he's talking about tzitzis, and he compares it to mezuzah. Let's say you have a beggar of Dalek place, and you look, and you say, hey, I'm missing tzitzis on one corner. You have to take off your beggar. So we all know, you've got to take off your beggar. If you're in the street, covered up Rias, Shaila. What you should do, Lamaisa, if you're stuck, and you feel in the middle of a board meeting with everybody, you know, in your corporation you work for, and you realize your tzitzis are ripped, if you stop pulling off your tzitzis, you might look a little strange to the people there. What's the eitzah? You also look a little strange. An easy eitzah. You be mafkarit. You be mafkarit. Hefker. People don't know. People of Arba mean them as lachem. It has to belong to you. Gidilim tas lacha, same thing. Arba kams have to belong to you to be mechuyev. So if you mafkir it, then you're potter. If you're mafki, dala kaplay. No. I mean, our Torah hefker is, even if you just say it's hefker. I mean, there are bodies who say it in front of three people, but it's good. If you're mafki, you never want that you're mafki. Now, 1 minute, I'm getting off topic. Zot to Mordechai. Listen to the Mordechai. The Mordechai says there's no Aveira, Minatayra, there's no Issa Dairaisa to wear Dalit Kampfis without tzitzis. It doesn't say, Loi Silvishu Beged Bleed Tzitzis. No such thing. It says that when you're wearing Dalit Kampfis, you have a mitzvah to put Dalit Kampfis on your Beged. Zok to Mordechai, Minatayra, if you notice that there's no tzitzis, you take strings, you put them in, you start putting it together, you don't have to take off your Beged. Vasulahem Tzitzis. It means there's a mitzvah and you have the alakavis to make tzitzis. That's what you're doing. If it's Shabbos and it's also to put on tzitzis, the Mordechai says you can wear it without tzitzis. You're an onus. You're wearing dalit kamfis. There are no tzitzis on the bag, but you're an onus. You can't put it on. So the Mordechai says there's no isser. He says if you find an isser, it's a drabbanan. Rabbanan said don't go with it that way. But bin atayra, there's no such thing. He says, dumya. The mezuzah, that there's no issa to live in a house with no mezuzah. There's no avera to live in a house with no mezuzah. It doesn't say lo sodor b'bayisha. It says put the mezuzah on your doorway. If it's Shabbos, you can't put a mezuzah on your doorway. Or you ordered one and it takes a while to get there, so you can live in a house without the mezuzah. This prima gadim. So it could be the prima gadim means midrabanan. He says dum yedetzitzah simin yad yud gimel. There are more paskins, whether it's the Mordechai's kavanah or not. Ramah Paskin's like the Mordechai, but he says, Midrabanan, you have to take off the Dalit Kamfis. What's it, Midrabanan? It's a big Nafkamina. What's a Nafkamina? It's Kavra Brias. If it's a Dairaisa, in Chachmein, Eitzain, Tun, and Eger Hashem, you have to take it off wherever you are. If it's a Drabanan, so then Kavra Brias is Daichon. So coming back, so what do we have here? We have here a double Chiddush. Chiddush number one, which we're going to speak about, is that the Prima Gadim says when you walk out of your house, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. That's why he's saying, if you're in the house, walk out of your house. And Chiddush number two, that if you're an Onus, and you can't put it up like on Shabbos, then it becomes only a Drabanan. That Nafkamina to us is not going to be a big Nafkamina. Nafkamina is the side of the Prima Gadim. And Rabbi Kiva Eger. Zok Rabbi Kiva Eger, Saif Simon Tess. The Tshuva brings in a Reis Tzadik Aleph. He says, if you leave your house for a few days, when you come back, you need a new bracha. Yeah? If you go away for a few days, if you just go to the store, you just go to learn to yeshiva, so that's not Esach Hadas. He says, you go away, I think he says 2 days. When you come home, you have to make a new bracha. You don't do that, Mark? No. He says that, of course, or you make one bracha of everything. He says you have to make a new bracha. He says, what bracha are you going to say? Look, it's there already. He says, say a nusach. Hashem says, Sivanu Lodur Babai Yeshiesh by Mezuzah. Now, we know we don't pass it that way because it's not in the Oscar Siddur. So that's a big riot. We don't pass. But 1 minute. Rabbi Kiva Eger holds. The mitzvah is Lodur Bebayish Yesh Bebezuzah. Mitzvah Kfaya Mezuzah on Bebayish Yesh Bebezuzah. That's why Rabbi Kivega says this in Simon Tess, although I have to tell you, he says it in Derech Efsher. And that's why Tfilin is before Mezuzah, like Rabbi Kivega, because Rabbi Kivega says, Halchim Midbari Yais Peturim in Mezuzah, Tzachayim Saguf. If your body is in the house, you're Mechayim in the Mezuzah. If your body is on is far away, and I'm a chayiv mezuzah. So that's the Yerushalmi of Halchi Midbari. What? I don't know Klar why he says 2 days, but that's what he says.
He says 2 days. When you leave the house, you can take off the mezuzah.
When you walk out of your house, you take it over, you go back, you put it back. You go to the country, take it, mezuzah, put it up in the country, come back.
Rebbe, if I sold my house, why can't I take it?
Play the Sador, it has nothing to do. He's coming. He's on the way. He's doing construction, you may attack him, be able to take him. What? So I'm not sure how the Shmira works. It depends on the Mazikim, more like Rabbi Kivager or not. Okay, 1 minute. Now, I think our consensus is that we're not knowing like Rabbi Akiva. Because certainly people go to the country, people go to Florida, people go to other places, and Yerushalayim HaKadosh, and we never heard of this. Now here's a Mishnah Berura. Now we pass like the Mishnah Berura, right? Simin Yotes Sif Dalid. He's going on Hilchas Tzitzis. Vuadib Mezuzah Kaimalon Chayves Hadarhi Ein Levorech Ala Mezuzah Rakishu Nichnas Lodur Bahabayis Tekufu Miyad. Don't make a bracha putting up a mezuzah unless you're going to walk in to live there. Tekufu Miyad. Does umamish dum yada atifa. That's like making a bracha on tzitzis before you put it on. Oi, kishikvar darbo. You're already living there. Birke Yosef, chemash v'divrei Magen Avraham, lamayim by hetiv. That's the merchitz Magen Avraham. Ubchuzer b'kiveger, soisim in tes. That's what he's saying. He's saying, when you put up the mezuzah, go live inside. Go live inside. It's very negeya. People buy a house, and they're moving in. They put mezuzahs. They have a room. There's nothing in the room. They have a room in the basement. There's nothing there yet. They put up a mezuzah. Mishnah Berurah says, what are you doing? You're putting on mezuzah. Yeah, you should be nichnas by taker for miyad. If you're not darboy, then it's not this man of mitzvah. Okay, you're not making an extra bracha. I agree. He says, ein levorach al mezuzah kakshu nichnas by taker for miyad. But lamaisa, the mitzvah is to be nichnas by taker for miyad.
When do you take ownership?
No, if you take ownership of a house, if you're never going to move in, you never need a mezuzah. You're going to rent it out, you never need a mezuzah. If you're moving in, you only need it when you're moving in. If it's an empty house, you don't need any mezuzah. What? So we're going to have to learn if that's Tassav Alayim Rasi or not. We'll get to it. That's a question. So I don't know what moving in means enough to be Mechayiv you. You go in and eat a Danish. That's what you do.
What else?
You go in and learn. You learn.
It's on the next room. What do you use it occasionally? So you don't put them yourself. So you don't use it.
I mean, my remark about you lost. This is all totally in this lomdis if you have to live in a house to be Mechayiv a mezuzah. Yeah. So, all right. So let me tell you this idea that you're mechaber or tamachachem to put up the mezuzah. The Chayyadam says chas v'shalom. Chayyadam says that you think if someone has the nishmasan, he says you think if someone has an opportunity to do a mitzvah, he's going to be mechaber to his rebbe to do the mitzvah for him. He says chas v'shalom. He says it's a bezayin to the mitzvah. You have your mitzvah. You give it away. He brings, for it's in Klal Hei in the Chayyadam. He says the halach is a sheichit has a mitzvah to do kisei adam. You're not supposed to give it away to somebody else. You're not supposed to give away the mitzvah. The lush of the Chayyadam is you think if there's only one esrig in town, someone has an esrig, he hears his rebbe needs it, he's going to give it to his rebbe and he won't have the mitzvah. So it's chas v'shalom to say such a bizarre for a mitzvah. So if you have a mezuzah, now if the mezuzah is on a bayis shel tzibur and the rav is part of a bayis shel tzibur, no chavad. But on your own house to give away the mitzvah to someone else, you know, it's such a bizarre. You have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, you're going to give it away. So so you don't. What?
How can they find the rabbi the biggest aliyah? He can take
it himself. If someone's a mitzvah on the tzibur, I could hear. Someone's a mitzvah on the yachid, is not a tzibur dika thing. But so this Rishabur beat to Pasnik Rabbi Kivager. I don't know. In parentheses, he says. So let me tell you. Yeah, what about Lechumra the other way? Okay, there was once at a chasana. There was a cipher here in Flatbush. Rav Feldman, the Mashkiach from there, Feldman's brother.
Yeah.
What was his first name? I don't remember. What? Zech was the cipher. Mashkiach was the cipher. Not Feldman. So Rav Palm was once at a simcha with him, and they were talking about the following shiloh, which we're going to get to. A beis ha'itzer is chayiv a mezuzah. It says so right away in the next sif aleph of Resh Pei Vav. A storage room is chayiv a mezuzah. If you have a garage, you put a mezuzah, even though you only store things there. So they got into a disagreement in the taich of ha'itzer. Rav Feldman said, an oitzer is not a garage, a place you store things, a place you put away your sukkah in a shed. So that's not a base oitzer. If you look at Sifal, it says oitzer siayin. What's Oitzus Yayin? It's a storage room that you use in your daily life. You live there, and you go, you take things, you bring it to your table, you might at any time go. It's a storage place where you store your, some people have a pantry room where they store things, they take it from there. Where they have a place that they store things that they might need at any moment. Maybe a car is also any moment, I don't know. But let's say it's a long-term storage place. It's part of the business. Rav Pam disagreed with him. The Shakal Vitaria, we'll get to him, Yitz Hashem, when we get to it. Rav Pam said, no, any base sites are chayv. So Rav Feldman brought a raya. He said, look at Rabbi Kiva Eger. We're talking about what? A man, he goes on a trip for 2 days. He emptied out his house. He took the beds out of his house. He took everything out of his house. He's going on a two-day trip. And his house is still an Eitzer. It's still storing. Everything he owns is still stored in the house. So what does Rabbi Kiva Eger mean? When he's away from the house, he's parted from mezuzah. When he comes home, then he becomes chayev and mezuzah. It's a base Eitzer the whole time. Must be, Rav Feldman said, Rabbi Kiva Eger holds, that no, a Eitzer is only when you're living out of the Eitzer. You use it as an Eitzer. You have houses in your room. You have a bedroom. You don't use it 24 hours, hopefully. You use it 24 hours a day. Use it to whatever, 8 hours a night, you go in there to sleep. So you don't use it 16 hours, that's the way you use a bedroom, 8 hours a day. You have a study in your room, you have svarim there, you use it whatever number of hours you use it, you don't use it a whole day. Same thing a storage place, you don't use it 24 hours a day, but you use it to live there. But if you're on a trip to Florida, a trip to Eretz Yisrael, you're not using it. So Miki Vega holds, that's why it's potter, when you come back, you chayiv. That's what Rav Feldman said. So Rav Pam responded to him, but that's the whole reason we're not knowing like Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Lomdis is right. The Prima Gadol holds that way. Mishnah Berurah brings, if you're not there, you're potter. Why are we knowing like Rabbi Kiva Eger? Because we hold that the house is a base Eitzer all the time. You go to Israel, you go to Florida, you go to the country, your things are there. Rabbi Kiva Eger held that it's not a base Eitzer. So when you come back, you're chayiv. We neman that it's a base Eitzer all the time. And that's why when you go on a trip and come back, you're pardoned. What we gain from this Hesber is Rabbi Kiva Eger in Lomdis, according to this, is right. You're Mekayim the Mitzvah when you're in the house, and not when you're far away. But if the house is an Eitzer, if you have a place that's a base Eitzer, so then you're Mekayim the Mitzvah all the time, and Memeila you're Chayiv all the time. So Memeila is a Chayiv all the time. So this is a possible biur in why when the Rabbi Kiva Eger could be right in Lomdis and halacha l'maaseh, so we don't do like this big chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger.
If you took all your stuff with you,
only if you move things out, then which doesn't happen. That's not
the other way also. When you move something in, even if you're not living there, you should have to put up the mezuzah right away.
If you move your things in, you should put up right away. Yeah. Now the only thing. So we'll get to the square footage, Yitzhak Hashem. You need Dalit al Dalit, which is 49 square feet. So we'll get to that. Anyway, this is the Lom. This is not a Dover Pasha by any means. We'll get to Dinei Eitzar. There are difficulties, there are rayas to both sides, and what Taichin Eitzar. The whole thing of David HaMelech, when he was out, there's a raya that he was put to Lagadri. David HaMelech didn't empty out his house every time he went to the Beis HaMerchitz. So there are issues with the entire ASIC, but at least these are tzedadim. There's no question that we're not knowing like Rabbi Kiva Eger and this idea that when you come back you make a bracha. The question, I guess, is why? Whether when you go out of a house, the question really would be why you're allowed to go out of your house. You go out for an Irish kite. You go to get yourself an ice cream. So for an ice cream, you're going to miss mitzvahs mezuzah. If you only mekayim it when you're in a house, that's an Irish kite, you go out. Mishmar for sure. Mishmar is a bigger shmira. Mishmar, right? It's interesting. Rabbi Kiva Eger himself says if you go late for 2 days, it may be, and again, it doesn't fit well with the Magen Avraham, or the other Torahs of Magen Avraham, that even in Mezuzah's Chayvas Hador, there's an idea of Teshuv Kein Taduru. Let's say sukkah. Whenever you sit in the sukkah, you mekayim mitzvah. You're allowed to go get an ice cream. You're allowed to go visit grandma. What's that? So we understand teshuv kein taduru. You live in your sukkah like you live in a house. You leave your house to get an ice cream. You can leave your sukkah to get an ice cream. Teshu came to do it. So it might be a mezuzah is the same thing. On any given day, you walk out, you walk in. That's the normal way to walk out and walk in. That's the way you live in a house. That's how a person lives in a home. To go for a 2-day trip. So at that moment, you're not teshu. That's normal to go on trips, but then you're not living in your house. So maybe that's where Rabbi Kivega gives this hagdara of 2 days. I don't know if he means 2 days and 2 nights or just the second day. I don't know. But this is Rabbi Kivega's hagdara. No shayla halacha. The minig is not like him. The question becomes why? In Lomdis, is it because when you don't live there, you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah? Could well be. We have a Mishnah Berurah. That's the one Basra. He says when you put up a mezuzah, you have to live there, take it from Yad. Don't put it on. At least to make a bracha, put up mezuzah, you don't make a bracha unless you're moving in, take a bracha. So 1 day, I don't know. He says 2 days. No. He means you're not making. If 2 days is a hefsik, when you come back, you're in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is off. In the one, so I don't know. So I'm telling you now, if Teshu Kei Todura is correct, you're makayim it all the time. But his raya from Merchitz is mashma, even if you go to a bath house. If you're sleeping somewhere else, that's what Rabbi Kivega means. If you go sleep somewhere else. Rabbi is explaining why we're not naive like Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega himself doesn't hold this one. Rabbi Kivega holds that it's not an oitzer, and therefore when you come back, it's a new mitzvah. Maybe you ask him if it's for 6 hours, it's an oitzer. That'd be a good house. If you're in someone else's house, you're not making any mitzvah by being there. It's only the person who has the right to be there. That's why in a hospital, you're not mechuyev in mezuzah. Even someone like Elena was there 30 days, he's not mechuyev because he can be moved out at any time. I was once by Rav Moshe as a boy. I used to go, more than once, but I used to go there for chakras. And one of the things that was interesting is there was always something going on. Shabbos, there were no shomrim by Rav Moshe's door. Shabbos, you could go, you could come. I used to go watch him eat. I used to go, it's fun. Shabbos afternoon. So I remember the first time I saw Rav Moshe eating an apple. To me, the idea that Rav Moshe eats, Malach Hashem, he eats. They should have seen he was eating an apple on Shabbos. The way he did it, he didn't let him cut out the pits. It's a Bayer Shaila. So he took the wedge of the apple. On the two ends, it had the little bit of psilus in the middle. First, he bit one end. He wouldn't spit it out. He chewed off the apple and spit out the little piece. Then he bit the other end, like it was an avoda in and of itself, while he was eating. Anyway, my point is, one of the times I went before chakras, I used to go like half an hour before chakras. There was always something interesting going on. So I remember a person came and sat down with him. He was buying a hotel, and he asked him a list of shilas about the Rebbe Chaseris in a hotel, a bunch of these. What did he ask about a mezuzah? About a mezuzah. It's his furniture in all the rooms in the hotel. I don't remember what Rav Moshe said. I was probably a high school boy at the time. And either I didn't understand or I didn't remember. I don't know. But one thing is clear. The guest in the hotel, the way motels are run today, if you don't have a contract for that room for 30 days, then you're not mechuyev in mezuzah. If they can move you into a different room, or they can throw you out, then you're not mechuyev in mezuzah. A seicher has a certain element of bialus in the place he rents. For kinyan chatzar, it's a machlokes rishayim, who's kind of kinyan chatzar? Those who hold your kind, it's because you have bialus. A renter has bialus in a home. So the whole idea of 30 days is only if you're a guest by someone's house, there's no din mezuzah on the guest at all. The owner of the house has a din mezuzah whether you're there or not. The guest has no din mezuzah. Now, maybe you don't want to sleep where mazikim are coming in. That's a separate issue. He doesn't have mezuzah, they're mazikim. No, he has a chiyuv. If the owner is a firm yid and you're a guest, so I don't know.
Maybe you have a family, 10 people. Everybody else in the house has no
Whoever has a legal right to be there, the husband, the wife, all the chayyim. I want to finish the simin. Oh no, you have to see the maluim. Do you have the maluim in the photostats? They took it out. Yeah, Birkei Yosef on the side. Okay. The old Shulchan Aruch have miluim on the bottom. Okay, anybody have the maluim? Just me?
Mine doesn't have it.
I'll tell you why it's not there. The reason they took out the maluim, you see on the bottom left hand corner of your page, there's blank. I have maluim. You see it's blank? It's unusual, this blank. There was a fellow in the Beis HaTfus of the Achim Ram in Vilna, who, well, he was a maskil, he wasn't a Shem Shabbos. He was a big Talmid Chacham. The old maskilim were a big Talmid Chacham. So he, on his own, added two things. To Shas, he added the Metargum. Remember the Metargum back in the old Shas and with the Yiddish, I showed it the Shabbos day? The old Metargum with the Yiddish words, it was a lot of fun. You tried to figure out the Yiddish man. Every Balaz and Rashi, there was a Metargum in the back. He added that. And he also added Meluim. He said, it's a shod, this blank space. So he added things. Now, he was a maskil. And he added all strange things all the time. I'll tell you what he added here in a minute. The reason we don't have it today, in the Krayna D'Igrisa, there's a letter. The Stipler wrote. He said, he writes the name of the fellow who added the Meluim. He writes, Hagam Shaloi Matsasi. He said, I didn't find even in one place that he says something that doesn't have a makar. But since he's a maskil, we should take it out. And from that letter of the Stipler, what was printed for 200 years in all the Shas, in all the Shulchan Aruch, they don't print it anymore. And the Meluim is missing, and the Metargum is missing, and for that reason. Now let me tell you what the Stipler, what the Meluim is here. I'll tell you a Gemara. The Gemara says, a lady's Mechiva Mezuzah, maybe Beisecha V'loi Beisa, maybe woman. So the Gemara answers, Leman Yubu Yemechem, so the Gemara ends up that the women need to live also. So it's for them it's a chiz. Good. Zoktemi Luim. We have a Shiloh, what has Kadima? Other mitzvahs or mezuzah. So he says, b'noshim yesh l'sapek. Ulai, by noshim, mezuzah should have Kadima. Now listen to his svara. Kivan darmina b'kidushim, noshim chayevis mezuzah. Shem de gavri ba'i chai, nashem lo'i ba'i chai. Im kenu mitzvah de chayusam taluya ba. For women, their life is p'kuch nefashis, their life is totally in it. De chayusam taluya ba, stavid yi kai demeslan. Bishlam agavi ya nashem, yish lahag de mitzvah sa'achay, rest on nashem yuchul l'kayim, l'man yirbu yamecham, ayde tamat Torah. Shem uchiyam ba, oya, ayde kriya shema. L'man yirbu yamecham goes on shema, tamat Torah, mezuzah. So men have something else that they can be chayim arichas yamin. When shenkei women, that they have no mitzvah of anoshim, p'turis mitam atayir kriyishma, b'matis kenu l'man yirbu yamechem, u'loi bin mezuzah. See this chiddush? So women, a different story. If it's a lady's house, by her mezuzah comes first because of l'man yirichun yamechem. That's what he says. So this is, it's a little strange of an idea. And they say, b'shem d'sar shalom, the old Belzer Rebbe, you know, women are more musical than men. Women are more into singing than men. He said, you know why? Because the Gemara says, Gabri Ba'ichai, Nashila Ba'ichai. So if you read it not musically, the Gemara says, Gabri Ba'ichai, Nashila Ba'ichai. Men have to live, ladies don't have to live. If you're musical, you read it, Gabri Ba'ichai, Nashila Ba'ichai, Bidmiya. Women don't have to live. So since the women wanted to read it in a musical way, Nashila Ba'ichai, so therefore, women are more musical. A Rebbe Shavar, no?
Yeah.
Woman's place is in the husband's home. Yeah. Our home. Somebody once said his daughter got married, and after a week, 2 weeks, she called her father, and she said, Daddy, I want to come home. So he said, you are home. And he hung up. Sivbeis, the sinasa betefach achitzayin. You put it on the outer tefach of the door. Yeshayimrim, kishadam yaitse min abayis. When you leave your home, yaniach yaday ala mezuzah. You put your hand on the mezuzah. Does it say to kiss it? Doesn't say kiss it. Yaniach yaday ala mezuzah. V'yomer Hashem yishmar tzeisi uvayi me'atov yarayim. Chek shiyichtas adam labayis. Yaniach yaday ala mezuzah. From where does it come to kiss it? So look at the Birkei Yosef on the side, above the blank space where the Meluim used to be. Yaniach Yodei al Mezuzah, Harizal Kosav, Yaniach Espaya Nikra Ama, al Shakai. You should put your middle finger on the name Shakai, V'yinashkena, and then you kiss it. V'yispal al Hashem, Shishmerenu B'shem Shakai, that with the Isis of Shakai, you should have Shmira, Chilufa B'isis HaMukhara, it's Tav Chafei, it's Len Mietzahar. So this is the minig we have. It appears that the minig is only in your own home, where it's a shmira. If you go to my house and kiss the mezuzah, so that's not a shmira for you, it's a shmira for me. The minig is both. It says v'chein k'shiyichnas adam l'bayit. It doesn't say you say. Okay. Hashem yishmar tseisi. It's really a corruption of a pasuk. There's no pasuk Hashem yishmar tseisi. It says tseisenu. But we do it all the time in Shema Keleinu. By slichus, we say Shema Keleinu, pasuk by pasuk. Those psukim don't exist. There's no pasuk. They're all, the psukim are all in singular in Tehillim, and Al Tashlichenu Leisikna. In Tehillim, it's Al Tashlicheni Leisikna. I think it's an ayin in Siman Ayin Aleph in Tehillim. Or what's the other one? Al Tashlicheni Milfanecha. Rakash Hatikach Al Tashlichenu Milfanecha. There's no such pasuk. That's, I think, Tilam Nun Aleph. It says, Al Tashlicheini B'Lashin Yachi. We change it to Lashin Rabim to say it for a tzibur. So here is the reverse. The pasuk is Lashin Rabim, and we change it, Hashem Yishmar Tseisi Uvayim Yatav Yadaylam. So this is the minik to kiss the mezuzah when you come in and you go out. And, okay.